the last key point to hit, there is no rationale for vaccinating the children. None. There is no benefit to the children, with the exception of those that have significant pre-existing disease. There's about 400 children that have died with COVID. That doesn't mean they died of COVID. Since the beginning of the outbreak, every single one of those had major pre-existing medical conditions. For healthy, normal children that aren't morbidly obese and don't have cystic fibrosis or some other major pre-existing condition, their chance of getting hospitalized or dying from this is, like I said, zero. But their chance of having damage to their heart is about six times their risk from the virus itself. It's still small. Don't get alarmed, but it happens. And the damage that's caused by to the heart doesn't go away. It doesn't heal. It scars. Okay? So who cares? So the heart scars. Those scars create little areas in your heart that conduct electricity differently. What that translates to in common language is an increased risk of cardiac arrhythmias. What are cardiac arrhythmias? We heard atrial fibrillation, ventricular fibrillation. These are things that cause you to die suddenly because your heart stops working because it doesn't beat in a uniform way. And we know that's a risk of scarring in the heart. So when you hear these stories from the CDC, oh, it's mild myocarditis that's going to the hospital. There's no such thing as mild myocarditis in a child. And it doesn't happen. It's only happening after these vaccines and to some extent after the virus itself. So there's no reason to vaccinate the children. Don't do it.